In thinking about New Orleans this week, we thought about one of Fresh Air's longtime friends, Vernell Bonnaries. He's a singer and actor who's dedicated much of his life to studying and keeping alive musical traditions of New Orleans, his hometown. His show One Mo' Time was an evening of black vaudeville set in New Orleans. He's also done a Jelly Roll Morton review and written a book about New Orleans funerals. You may know his work from the movie Ray. He was the choreographer. Vernell now lives much of the time in Manhattan. We wanted to know what he was thinking. Terry spoke to him yesterday.
Vernell, what have you heard so far from friends and family in New Orleans?
My younger sister and my brother are doing well. They left early on Sunday, and they're in Houston. And my older sister and her son were held up in Atlanta. She's coming to my apartment today in New York to stay for a while and wait on word from her husband and son, who opted to stay. And we got a text message from them days ago that they were doing okay. So we're just hoping that we hear from them very, very soon.
I feel like we're in mourning for the people who have died in the flood, and also for the places that have been virtually washed away. Do you feel like you're in mourning for New Orleans as you've known it?
I'm in mourning in the real sense of the word, that I have grief, but I also have a lot of anger. I have anger that 44% of the budget to correct the levees were taken away. And I think a lot of people in New Orleans were left unprotected, knowingly. Secondly, there's this whole thing now about looting. Well, when you have 10,000 people held up in a Superdome, a building that's giving away in the middle of a hurricane, and you have a shortage of food and water for 10,000 people 2 days later in the richest country in the world, so many things are inexplicable to me as far as judgment calls that were made.
From a musical point of view, are there parts of the city or parts of its musical legacy that you're most worried about, that they might have been destroyed in the flood?
Legacy-wise, yes. There's the William Russell Research Center in the Quarter. I don't know how well protected that was. The Tulane University Jazz Archives. I mean, just things that hold centuries, not decades, but centuries of history for New Orleans, and I just hope all that's protected. As far as the music is concerned, the music goes on. The music wasn't born out of people having spent a day in a shopping mall. It was born from poor people. Excuse me a second. The music was born from poor people's expression of the pain that they were feeling and the life that they were trying to improve. And like P. Ron, who was an uncle of mine in the 20s, was making the music happen. Luckily, the generations that have come around since and grown into normal society, as they call it. I have two cousins, first cousins, that are judges. My nephew is in the state senate. My brother is the mayor's consultant. He's on a he's in charge of the human relations committee in New Orleans. My sister's a medical doctor. My older sister is a 35-year school teacher, veteran of the school teaching system. And people have improved their lives remembering the past. And that'll go on. But the music itself has such a base. In other words, it wasn't born to support a dance or to support a happy moment. It was born out of emotional stress that was put into song, and I'm sure we'll have a lot to say in the next decade through the music.
You did a book on New Orleans funerals and on the music that is such a big part of the funeral tradition in New Orleans. How did music become such a big part of that tradition?
Well, originally, for the funerals themselves, it was strictly drums that were there to keep the crowd in hand and keep a cadence going so that people could march properly to the funeral site. Then once the burial was done, it was a tradition that you shook as much as you could down the street and wobbled so that the spirit of the dead ancestor wouldn't try to come into you and resume life. So they played a more upbeat sort of beat. And after a while, they started adding in musical instruments to it, and with the idea being to celebrate the release from the miseries of the earth and that you would finally have this green pastures you were looking for.
Have you been thinking about that tradition this week, faced with so much death in Louisiana and in Mississippi, or does that seem like just totally a different kind of death than?
It's a different kind of death. Death from age, illness. You can celebrate that release. I know with my mother, after Parkinson's for 5 years, we saw that it was time for her to go. And you understand those sort of things. When young people and children are taken from a natural disaster, it's very difficult to find a reason to say, well, let's celebrate their departure.
Do you still have an apartment in New Orleans?
Yeah, I do. I have an apartment in the French Quarter, which stayed miraculously dry. And for the most part, maybe like just up to the knees on the first floor. But I'm on the second floor. And actually, I just sold my apartment in New York.
No.
To move to New Orleans.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, I was going to spend the full time there. So I just moved like half of my stuff down there about 3 weeks ago. And but stuff is stuff. You know, if I could just hear from my nephew and my brother-in-law, then I don't give a damn about stuff.
Oh, I'd love to end our show today with some music from New Orleans. Is there anything that you've been particularly thinking about this week musically?
When the Saints go marching in. Because there'll be a lot of saints marching in when the death toll comes in.
Vernell, I hope you get good news from the people you love. And thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Vernell Bonnery's speaking with Terry yesterday.